NPR's Alex Chadwick has been monitoring television coverage of the war this morning. Alex, what are you finding?
Bob, it is this live war made live on television as truly never before. The technology keeps improving and getting better so that now we have cameras with these armored columns moving across the desert in southern Iraq, beaming back live pictures of what's going on what is, at least in theory, a battlefield. You see this gray-brown earth, the horizon of the sky, and these tanks just continuing to roll. With these, many of these images are coming back on what's called video phones. They're not very good television pictures, but they are live television pictures from what is, one presumes, the point of the spear, as the military people have been saying. It's kind of weirdly reminiscent of a video game, except video games have better graphics now.
Tank cam,
exactly. Yeah. They're rolling across there. Every now and then they pull back to interview live a reporter. Martin Savage was on from CNN a little earlier. I've got to say, CNN seems to be doing the best job now, although MSNBC also had their camera on with this tank rolling down this dirt and gravel road. The tanks appear to be moving very quickly. They're not meeting any resistance. And MSNBC panned off to the side. There was a herd or flock, I'm not sure which, of livestock nibbling at the stubble grass on the side as these tanks roll past. And you know, I was thinking, well, sheep may safely graze. But war is strange.
You've also had press briefings and news conferences.
Yeah, the Iraqi information minister live on television, on American television, telling their side of the story, live on television to the world, really. There he is showing pictures of children he thinks are wounded, importantly saying that Saddam Hussein, he says, is safe. But what, as important, I think, as what he was saying was the fact that he was saying it live to American viewers, telling us that story.
NPR's Alex Chadwick.